Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Did you even know that you can leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app? It's so easy. Just look for the microphone icon, and that is how you can slide into our VMs. Steve, who is in there today?
Well, let's check out some of our voice messages. Here is the first one.
Good morning, Kim here of Puyallup. My biggest pet peeve is people who sniffle their nose, you know, the consistency of it.
So she clearly does not like cokeheads.
Or people with allergies.
This is yesterday we were talking about pet peeves because the Mariners had like a video that was really fun on Instagram where it was like all the pet peeves that they have. So hers is nose snifflers.
I mean, I guess when it's excessive like that, it is a little annoying.
Enough is enough. If you need to go blow your nose, please. I will snap on you if it sounds like you need to go blow. So grab a tissue. Anyways, have a good day. Bye.
She should definitely not hang out with the ladies in Kirkland. Lots of sniffling going on from what I hear.
Sniffany and snortney.
Sniffany and snortney?
Yeah. They live there.
Are those your sorority sisters?
No.
Wow.
Damn. I have a buddy. It's through my wife, a friend's a friend, and now we've become buddies. But at first, I was like, what's up with the dude? Like, is he sick all the time? Like, you know, because he would always come and shake your hand. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, he's constantly sniffling. And she's like, oh, it's, I don't know what it is, but like he, something where it's just either it's like a nervous tick,
yeah,
or it's just like a condition, but he's just always sniffling. And like, it's not because he's sick.
It's just a reaction.
But at first I was like, this mother effer is going to get me sick. He's constantly wanting to shake hands. Like, I'm doing the fist bump. He's going in for the handshake. He's sniffling. He's never wiping his nose. I was like, that would be a bummer to have.
Oh, for sure.
As like a nervous tick.
And you could never be friends with that lady from Puyallup.
Kim would hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine during like that when the world was shut down and COVID and everybody was just like on like super sensitive to any sniffle.
Any sniffle, any cough, any sneeze.
Do you remember that? Like when
yes.
You'd be like outside in public and you get like maybe allergies hit you and you're like, oh crap, I got a sniffle. But this entire area around me is going to think like I'm like patient zero.
Everybody's staring daggers at you.
Yeah. All right, let's check out our next voice message.
All right, look, I've been a loyal listener forever, and I'm...
All right, that never sounds like it's going to go well.
But...
Right. Nobody says that they're a loyal listener and then proceeds with, like, nice things to say. It's usually something bad that we did.
I might have to stop after hearing what you guys were talking about this morning. Look.
Uh-oh.
This morning, or was this yesterday morning?
This came in, I believe, yesterday.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, let's find out.
Look, I've put up with Tyron Daly's love for the Cougs.
Okay.
Go Cougs!
Go Huskies.
Ew.
Danny, I'm happy for you. You love Blink 180 douchebags. That's just fantastic.
Is that their new name?
Yeah.
Blink 180 douchebags?
Yeah, they're rebranding for after, you know, 40 years.
Yeah.
That's when Tom came back.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
He brought back the douchebaggery.
But it has to stop now. I am done after listening to you two idiots besmirch the grape flavor.
Ah!
The grape flavor?
Now I know what's going on. I like this voice message. This is a good one.
What the f*** is wrong with you guys?
Yeah.
Grape is absolutely the best flavor. Let's talk about grape soda. Migs is right. Let's talk about great nerds. You can't go wrong with that.
All right, come on. You have to agree with me. Grape nerds are the dominant nerd.
I mean, I would eat them if they were the only nerds available, but I would prefer a different color. The strawberry, the pink ones.
Or literally any other flavor.
I mean, the strawberry ones are really good.
Yeah.
you hold up a solid debate on that one.
Grape Jolly Rancher. That is some of the best Jolly Ranchers.
Okay, how about Grape Jolly Rancher?
No!
I agree with this voice message.
Oh, you guys are in your own little grape club over
so
there.
So far, this is the greatest voice message we've ever received.
The Airheads Grape,
yes.
The best one.
What do you like, the mystery one?
The white one.
No, the white one is the greatest.
Duh.
You guys like the mystery one. You know, they can't even take ownership of what flavor they are. It's just, we're mystery.
Hey, you know what? As long as it's not grape.
Joke's on you. It is grape flavor.
The best one. Grape Otter Pops. Delicious in the summer. Hell, grape shave ice. That's the way to go. I mean, rainbow's pretty good, too, but grape is the best one.
Rainbow is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'd take rainbow.
I just don't get it. What is wrong with you two?
Yeah.
Have a great day, and good luck on the ferry broadcast.
What is wrong with us? Nothing is wrong with us. We're just right.
I feel like we're the majority. Yeah. I feel like most people don't like grape.
All of the voice messages about that conversation side with me.
All one of them?
That's the only one we got about it.
The Daily Mix Show.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.